刚刚他们在唱海地的歌的时候，
As they were singing in Haitian language.
用海地 language 唱歌的时候
，As they were singing the song in Haitian language.
其实我心里面蛮感动的哈。
I was really touched.
虽然我一个字都不懂
，Even though I did not understand a word.
但是因为我们前面唱的英文，我知道歌词在讲什么。
But then I knew the lyrics because we were singing English before that.
全世界各种不同的语言，各种不同的民族。
Yes, all languages and all nations in the world.
但是当诗歌 唱起来的时候，它的主题都是在神和神儿子的身上。
But yet, as we are singing praises, we are always focusing on the Son of God.
我看见他们居然可以闭着眼睛唱，我真的觉得我怎么背都背不出来了。
I couldn't even memorize the lyrics, and they were singing with their eyes closed.
所以我真的对着我们中间的下一代，实在有很大的感恩跟期许哈。
So I have great appreciation and also expectation for our next generation.
因为你们现在懂得全世界两个最 powerful 的 language.
Because you know the two most powerful languages in the world.
就是英文跟中文哈。
Chinese and English.
那几乎可以走遍天下了。
And you can pretty much go anywhere in this
world. 希望到哪里去都把主的福音能够带去。
I hope that wherever you go, you will bring the gospel of the Lord with you.
我真的非常非常为你们感谢神。
I'm so thankful for you.
今天是我们腓立比书的最后一讲。
And today is the last message of the book of Philippians.
那我最近有机会到一些不同组去听弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我心里面很感谢主。
Recently, I visited several small groups, and my heart is full of joy.
因为我听到了很多的见证，弟兄姊妹真在这里操练经历基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Because I have heard many testimonies, and people are experiencing and exercising that Christ is all and in all.
我就知道大家不是只把它当作一个道理，而是真正在生活里面我们去实行它。
So I know that we're not just taking it in as doctrine, but we're actually practicing and actualizing in our lives.
星期五我刚开始我在 newcomer 在新来的这一组里面。
Last Friday I was at newcomers group.
我听到有一个姊妹做见证，她从别的教会来。
And a sister gave a testimony. She just came from another church.
她说跟她住在一起的 roommate 今年五月份在我们教会受洗。
She says her roommate actually got baptized at our church this year, May.
她发现她有非常奇妙的大改变。
And she notices that she has great change, transformation.
她觉得她整个人的生命改变，然后也很喜乐。她说因为我知道她，我认识她，我看见她的不同。
And then because she knew her very well, so she could tell the big change in her.
所以她为了这个要来我们教会看一看。
Because of that, she wanted to come to our church to take a look.
我相信类似的见证在我们中间很多，非常激励我们。
I'm sure there are many similar testimonies in our church, and that's really encouraging.
礼拜五我来聚，我走过来聚会的时候。
Friday, as I was coming to Friday night meeting.
我看到三个青少年在 Building B 在里面爬那个 partition 哈。
And then I saw three teenagers, they're climbing the partitions in Building B.
然后两个 uncle 正好，两个叔叔从旁边走过去。
And two adults just passed by. Two uncles.
就跟他们说你们不可以爬，要下来。
And then they told the youth, please come down. You're not supposed to climb.
然后这两个 uncle 又继续往前赶过去聚会去了。
And then these two uncle just continued their way.
他们才走。
As soon as they left.
这个青少年又开始爬。
And then the youth climbed the partitions again.
因为我在远处看到他们没看到，我说刚刚叔叔不是叫你们不要爬吗？你们为什么又爬
？So I told them, didn't those two uncles just tell you to come down? How come you're climbing again?
那你们可能觉得这个余牧师你怎么管这么多事情哈
？You might think that I mind their business too much.
但是我真的很高兴两个叔叔提醒他们。
But I'm so thankful that these two uncles reminded them not to climb.
因为表示我们真的是一家人。
Because that shows we are of one family.
虽然他们不是他的爸爸妈妈。
Even though they are not the youth's parents.
但是我们却在乎所有神的儿女在神的家中生命要被改变。
But then we care that everyone in God's house should have a life transformation.
我记得不错，是 Campbell Morgan 有一次跟穆迪两个人到在英国去参加一个聚会的路上。
If I remember correctly, once Campbell Morgan and Moody, Brother Moody, went to attend a conference.
Campbell Morgan 就问这个穆迪说什么叫 character, 什么叫做品格。
So Campbell Morgan asked Brother Moody, so what is character?
穆迪回答他，就是当人没有看见你的时候，你真实的人就是你的品格。
And Brother Moody replied, "Your true self, when no one is watching, is your character."
当叔叔或者当弟兄姊妹纠正我们的时候，我们在外面表现好，并不代表我们真好。
When someone corrects us and we have a very good outward behavior, it does not represent, it does not mean that we're really good.
这次我礼拜五在小组里面，我很诚恳地跟弟兄姊妹交通，我们很多的时候活在一个假象里面。
So last Friday, I sincerely shared with brothers and sisters. Oftentimes, we live in self-deception.
我们外面的行为、外面的果子都好像很好，但是并不代表我们的源头是对的。
We may have good behaviors, even fruits on the outside, but it doesn't mean that our origin is right.
神在乎我们真正所是的。
Because God cared about our being.
整个腓立比书讲基督是一切，又在一切之内。
So that the entire book of Philippians talks about Christ is all and in all.
一开始就讲到基督是我们的生命。
So at the beginning it says Christ is our life.
所以它不是我们外面要做什么基督徒该做这个该做那个，而是它是一个生命的流露，一个生命的彰显。
So it's not about our standards that we have to act up to, but it is the natural flow of our life.
我们天然生命里面千疮百孔哈。
In our natural life, it's full of corruptions.
真的是一大堆问题啊。
So lots of problems.
我最近在思想保罗的时候，我想到保罗写这卷书的时候，他63岁。
So recently, I've been meditating about Paul. When he wrote this book, he was 63 years old.
然后他放出来以后就到各地看望教会，到最后又被抓到监狱里面，他五年以后上断头台。
So after he was released from prison after this, he went around and visited saints, and then he got captured again, and he got beheaded 5 years later.
我想到他，我就想到这个在教会里面常流行的一句话，叫做一代不如一代。昨天晚上还有年轻人问我同样的话，说于叔叔，你真的觉得一代不如一代吗？
When I think about Paul, I remember a saying among the Christians say that each generation is getting worse. Even last night, a young man asked me, Uncle Yu, do you really believe that each generation is worse than the one before?
至少在我的身上我是这样子觉得。
At least to me, personally, that's how I feel.
因为这个世代越来越艰难。
Because this age is becoming more and more difficult.
我们自己里面的软弱更多被暴露出来。
And more and more of our weakness is being exposed.
跟保罗的时代，你看我们已经多少代了，真的是望尘莫及。
Compared to Paul, many generations have gone through, and then we fall so much behind.
保罗这么爱他的儿女们。
Paul loves his children so much.
这么爱众教会。
He loves his all churches.
而他上断头台之前，他说整个亚细亚的人都离弃了我。
Yet before he was beheaded, he says the entire church in Asia have deserted me.
弟兄姊妹，因为他整个的心都放在神的家中。
Because all his heart and mind are on the church.
那我就很希望我们真的像一家人。我看到海地的年轻团队，我就很感动啊。
So I really hope that we can all be like a family. My heart is so touched by the
Haiti mission team. 因为很多人也就需要上班，需要跟公司请假，需要没有薪水。黄医生需要停业，大家去到一个这么贫穷的地方。
Because many of us, they have to take time off from work, get pay cuts, or even shut down the clinic in order to make the trip.
我也很希望我们年轻的一代能够更多的人兴起来，能够活着为主来用。
I hope that more and more young people will be raised up and be used by the Lord.
然后我看到弟兄们送出照片来，讲到大家整洁做得多么认真，椅子摆得那么整齐啊，我真的心里面都很感动。
When I saw the pictures that brothers and sisters, you worked so hard to clean up the church and make everything tidy, my heart is so touched.
因为我知道在这个教会有很多爱主的人。
Because I know there are many people who love the Lord at this church.
但是我们同样并不代表我们是完美的，还有很多很多的缺陷，对不对？
But yet it doesn't mean that we're perfect. We still have a lot of shortcomings, right?
我礼拜五经过 newcomer area 的时候
，Last Friday as I passed through newcomer area，
我看到有生意面的盒子丢在那边，有麦当劳的袋子在那边，有麦当劳的咖啡丢在那边。
I see cups and bags from McDonald's, ramen bags.
我故意不拿它，我本来就要把它收起来，我故意不拿它啊。
Instantly, I wanted to pick them up, but I purposely decided not to.
昨天晚上在这边，我们一整天聚会，从早上8点到下午快6:30才离开教会，一直有聚会。我离开了以前，发现还在，我把它收走了。
So yesterday, I was at church the entire day from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6:30 on meetings. And as I was about to leave the church, the trash was still there, so I picked them up.
因为我相信今天又有 newcomer 要到那边去。当他们要坐下来的时候，看到 McDonald 的袋子在这，咖啡在那，生意面的纸张在那，他们会想说这个教会怎么了？
Because I knew that this morning there would be newcomers gathering in that area. When they see trash bags from McDonald's and of ramen trash, what would they think of this church?
但是我会觉得很对不起那些那么认真做整洁工作的弟兄姊妹们。
But then I feel sorry for brothers and sisters who are so diligent in cleaning up the church.
因为他们那么认真的扫厕所，那么认真的扫地上的尿啊，把垃圾清干净，垃圾桶倒干净。可是就是有人这样子随随便便的。
Because they pay so much attention to the details of cleaning the bathroom and the kitchen, and yet there are people who didn't care about much.
所以今天是年底哈，我就好像教会的一个。这个神的仆人在这里劝大家要爱神，要爱神的家。
So this is almost year end, and then as a servant of God, I would like to exhort people, all of us, to love God and love God's house.
不要 abuse 那些那么爱主、忠心侍奉主的弟兄姊妹们，他们非常认真的在神家服事。
Please do not take for granted or even abuse.Those who serve the Lord and God's house diligently.
我们一点的随便，一点的放任性，却让整个教会的见证，甚至影响到神家的见证。我想这是不好的事情。
Because our casual behavior and careless behavior will mess up the testimony that together we're trying to build.
所以我们希望我们大家一起来，一起爱主。为了爱主的缘故，我们爱他的家。
And let's together love the Lord, and because we love the Lord, let's love His house too.
看到地上有垃圾，我们就把它捡起来。
If we see trash on the floor, pick them up.
但是我更希望教会里面没有人随便丢垃圾。
I even wish that no one would casually throw trash.
看到咖啡杯没有丢，我们帮他收。但是我希望没有人随便丢咖啡杯。
Yes, we might pick up the coffee cups, but I even hope that no one will just place empty coffee cups anywhere.
因为这个教会不是矽谷基督徒聚会，我们要维持它的名声。这是永生神的教会。
So we're not trying to keep a good reputation for SVCA, but this is the house of Everlasting God.
这是耶稣基督道成肉身的见证一个地方。
So this is a place where we can testify the testimony of the Word become flesh.
所以我也希望年轻人不要父母管的时候我们才乖哈。虽然我小的时候也是这样啊。
So young people, I hope that we will not just behave when we're disciplined by parents, even though I was like that when I was young.
但是你们比我年轻还有机会，我回不到从前了。
But then I can never go back to my past, but you still have your chance.
同样的，我们也能够一起爱这个家，我们看到需要来帮忙的，需要来 cover 的，我们就尽上自己的那一份。
And I hope that together we will love this house and we will cover whatever there is a need.
但是我希望大家不要误会我，我在这里从心里面感谢神家有很多默默无名的英雄在这里爱神家，替神家防堵破口，为神家做了一切。
But please do not misunderstand. I truly appreciate and I'm so thankful for all of those who work diligently and silently behind the scenes for God's house.
这是我一个很长的前言。我们来看第四章。
So I have talked enough. Now let us look at chapter 4.
我们今天是从 第十节开始读。
Today we start reading from verse 10.
我们从第十节读到23节。
Let's read from verse 10 through 23.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们试炼我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就试炼我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。腓立比人啊，你们也知道，我出传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会攻击我。就是我在帖撒罗尼迦 你们也一次两次的打发人供给我的需用，并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因为我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈赠，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远，阿们。请问在基督耶稣里的各位圣徒安，在我这里的众弟兄都问你们安，愿圣徒都问你们安，在该撒家里的人特特的问你们安，愿主耶稣基督的恩藏在你们心里。好，我想腓立比书第四章到了结束的时候。
So now we come to the conclusion of the book of Philippians.
我相信保罗还有很多话想跟他们说。
I'm sure Paul still had a lot of words to share with them.
所以他在第八节的时候，他说：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。”
That's why he says, "I still have unfinished words."
这个话常常在彼得不是在保罗的书信里面出现。
He often say that.
他常常就觉得。讲没讲够哈
？Because he felt that he hasn't settled enough yet.
因为他对他们心里面充满了爱。
Because his heart was full of love for them.
那今天在这里我们要看到至少三件事情。
So today we ought to see three things.
在这一段的里面，保罗讲到基督是他的满足，是基督徒的满足。
First of all, Paul says, Christ should be our contentment and satisfaction.
那第二个，他讲到基督是我们的富足。
And also, Christ is our riches.
那么中间呢，他。告诉我们，不光他是我们的满足，是我们的富足。
And not only that, he is our contentment and satisfaction and riches.
他也是我们这个人得力的秘诀。
He is also the secret of our
strength. 你也可以把它讲成得胜的秘诀。
Or the secret to our victory.
我决定相信，我们都希望在地上过得胜的生活。
I'm sure all of us want to live victorious life in this world.
很多时候我们里面会觉得没有力了。
And sometimes we feel weakness.
你们都太年轻了，不会有这种感觉。我常常有啊。
Maybe you're too young, you don't feel that way, but I often feel powerless.
哎呀，太多该做的没做，就没有力量做了。
There's so much to do, yet I do not have the strength.
太多的事情希望能够得胜，但是发现力量不够。
Many things I want to overcome, but yet I lack the strength.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们那个得力的秘诀。
But yet Paul is telling us the secret to our strength.
你几乎可以看见，在他的书信里面，他是晴朗而出。
You can pretty much tell that in his epistles, he's pouring out himself.
他把他所有得到的启示，得到的。属灵的经历和那个经历的秘诀，几乎都要来告诉我们。
He's trying to tell all of his experience, revelation, and his secrets.
所以他在你刚开始讲到基督是我们的满足，怎么样子在主里面能够凡事知足。
So first of all, he's trying to share that Christ is our satisfaction, how we can find contentment in Christ.
他说我靠主大大的喜乐，中间那段我们不读了哈。他说我无论在什么境况都可以知足。他说：“这是我已经学会了。”
So Paul says, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord. I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content."
首先，我们看到他说：“我无论在什么情况下都可以知足。”
Says he has learned in whatever state that he is in, he will be content.
就是不管是任何的处境
，in whatever circumstances.
所以底下他就举了一些的例子。他说：“我知道怎么样处卑贱，怎么样处丰富。”或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。
So he gave some examples. He says, "I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Whether I'm hungry or I'm full, abound or suffer needs."
随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
Everywhere in all things, I have learned.
你发现他前面讲了几个例子就是了。
So he gave some examples.
他表示我们可以继续把这个 list 一直增加的。
So that it means that we can continue on the list of examples.
不管是卑贱或是丰富。
Whether it's abased or abound.
不管是饱足或是饥饿。
Whether full or hungry.
不管是有余或是缺乏。
Or abound or suffer needs.
弟兄姊妹，你底下继续要加的话，你会加什么？
Then you can continue on this list. What would you add?
试着加加看好不好
？Try.
把你目前最大的需要加上去。
Let's add the greatest need that you have right now.
或喜乐，或痛苦。
whether you are in joy or in sorrow,
或得胜或失败
whether you are in victory or you are in failure,
或得意或失望
whether you are in prosperity or disappointment,
那这么你可以一直加下去
you can continue the list.
所以到最后保罗就等于几乎就用一句话包罗万有了
And finally, he just used one word to summarize.
他叫做随是随在
He says everywhere and in all things.
英文我列了三个 version 给大家参考哈 In any and every situation.
So Pastor, you list three versions for your reference in any and every situation.
Everywhere and all things.
In everywhere and all things.
第三个说了，在所有的处境里面。
In everywhere and in all things.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，保罗等于把弄一句包罗万有，随是随在。他说我都得了秘诀了。
So Paul used this statement.Everywhere and everything to conclude, to include all things.
这是第一个 让我们看见的哈，就是基督的满足，基督的这个是充满在任何地方的。
So, it just shows us that the satisfaction from Christ can, is everywhere.
这不受环境影响的哈。
And it does not depend on circumstances.
这是第一件事情。
That is what first.
第二件事情，保罗说：“这是我已经什么？”学会了。
Second, we have to see that Paul says, "I have learned."
我不晓得你们读圣经怎么样，好像我读到这些我都很注意的。
Because I don't know about you, I pay attention to these kind of things.
你不要把责任丢给说保罗天生就是一个爱主的人。
So we cannot say that Paul was born that way.
保罗天生就是一个看得开的人。
So he was born a cheerful person.
保罗就是天生一个不在乎什么环境的人。
And then he was born in the like he was carefree that way.
保罗说什么
？But what did Paul say?
我已经学会了。
I have learned.
表示保罗一路上在学习的。
In other words, he has been learning all the way.
表示他也曾经不知道怎么样去处理这些环境。
Which means that there would be a time, there was a time that he didn't know how to handle situations.
他可能曾经在这些环境里面灰心、失望、痛苦过。
I'm sure he was disappointed or despaired or suffered from these
circumstances. 但是保罗是一个认真的人。
But yet Paul was a serious man.
不是他没有失败，不是他没有软弱，不是他不会埋怨，他是一路上学习。
It's not that he never failed, he never complained, but he always learned his lessons.
所以学到最后，他能够说我都已经学会了。
He learned to a point that he can say,I have learned.
他说无论在什么情况下我都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
He says in whatever state I am in, I have learned to be content.
我现在已经知道怎么处这个处那个，怎么样这样怎样怎样。他说因为在这一切的事上，随是随在，我都得了一个秘诀。
That now he can claim that he can be content in any circumstances because he has learned.
这个秘诀不是指接着下面的这个秘诀是讲到他在基督里他得到了满足了。
What he really meant is that in Christ he has found satisfaction and contentment.
就是我无论在什么情况下我都可以知足。
That's why he can say whatever state he was in he could be content.
弟兄姊妹，这个今天就来到一个很实际上我们现在的处境哈。
Now it becomes a very practical lesson for us.
我曾经在前面几讲的时候也很诚恳地问过大家，也问我自己。
In my previous messages, I have sincerely asked people and asked myself too.
不管是问说我们活得喜乐吗，或是我们活得踏实吗
？Whether it's are we joyful? Are we fulfilled? Do we feel satisfied?
或者我们问自己，我们活得满足吗
？Are we satisfied?
那如果没有的话，是什么原因没有
？If our answer is no, why not?
我们不要停在表面上的那种层次。那种的感觉，那种的情绪里面。
Let us not stay at the superficial level of emotions.
我相信问大家是不是对人生 100% 百分百的满意，我很多人都没有办法举手的。
I'm sure if we are asked, are you 100% satisfied with your life? I'm sure a lot of us would not say yes.
我相信我问弟兄姊妹说，你是不是常常会被一些不满意的情绪会来袭击或是控制？我相信很多人会举手的。
If I ask if anyone who is being often being controlled or affected by emotions or circumstances, I'm sure a lot of us will say yes.
就像我前一阵子引用过的那个弟兄讲的，他说肤浅是这个世代的咒诅。
just as recently I have quoted a brother, it says superficiality is actually the curse of this generation.
我们就停在这里了。
Because we just stay at this level.
我对我的工作不满意。
I'm not satisfied with my life.
我对我的教会不满意。
I'm not satisfied with my job or my church.
我对我的家庭不满意。
I'm not satisfied with my family.
我对我整个人生不满意。
I'm not satisfied with my life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们却缺少了更深的一层来问自己。
But yet, we do not go deeper to ask ourselves.
为什么不满意？
Why are we not satisfied?
地上的人不满意，我们可以了解。
Yes, we can understand when people in this world are not satisfied.
那为什么我们是神的儿女，我们还是不满意？
But yet, we being the children of God, how come we're still not satisfied?
所以不久以前，我忘了是在哪一次聚会，师母他们带的挑的那首诗歌《有你够了》啊，就是以利沙带的这首诗歌。
Not long ago, I think Pastor Nancy led a song, El Shaddai, yeah, El Shaddai.
有你够了。
That it's sufficient to have you.
大卫也说：“主啊，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
Just like David says, "Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things."
那我们有没有想过，就是如果我们跟主的关系不正常的话
？Have we ever thought about that?If our relationship with the Lord is not right,
这是我们一切不满足、不快乐的原因。
That would be the cause of all of our unhappiness and dissatisfaction.
所以上个礼拜保罗说，应当一无挂虑。
So last week we studied that Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything."
那就是这种 anxious, worry, anxiety 是不应该有的。
So we should not have anxiety or worries.
那几乎是不可能的事情。
But it sounds so impossible to us.
但是圣经上不会把不可能的事情来要求我们。
But yet the Bible will not tell us to do something that is impossible.
所以我们真正的领会，正确的领会应该是这个样子，就是当我们碰到 anxiety, 碰到 worry, 碰到 fear, 这些焦虑，这些不安，这些害怕，这些软弱失败发生的时候。
Therefore, our true understanding, our correct understanding of God's words is that whenever we have worries or anxieties,
要借着祷告、祈求和感谢来遇见这位听祷告的神。
Through prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, we ought to pray and meet the Lord.
借着祷告来遇见这位听祷告的神。
Encounter the Lord through prayers.
借着祈求来遇见这位全能的神，把我的重担卸给他，因为他说他顾念我。
Through supplication, we get to meet this awesome and almighty God, and we can cast our cares to him because he cares for us.
借着感恩来遇见这位恩典的主，他说他的恩典够我用。
Through thanksgiving, we can meet this Lord of grace because he promised that his grace is sufficient for us.
所以不是我们不能有难处，我们一定有难处的。
So it's not that we will not have difficulties. Of course, we will have hardships and difficulties.
不是我们不会忧虑，我们一定会忧虑的。
It's not that we will never worry. Of course, we will worry.
不是我们不会软弱失败，我们常常软弱失败的。
It's not that we will never fail or encounter weaknesses. Of course, we will fail.
但是保罗在这里为我们开了路，借着祷告，借着祈求，借着感谢来遇见这位伟大的神。
But yet Paul is indicating a way to us that through supplication, prayers with thanksgiving, we can meet this Lord who answers our prayers.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢，被我们被摆在基督里。
And through prayer, supplications, and thanksgiving, we are placed once again in Christ.
所以当我们真这么做的时候，他说：“神所赐出人意外的平安，必要在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。”
So when we do that, he promised that the peace from God will guard our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus.
解决难处不是主要的目的和方法，被带到基督里才是神要做的事情。
To resolve our issues is not the main goal of God, but to bring us back to Christ, that is the goal.
挪到礁石不是常常不是神工作的方法，水涨高十尺才是神做工的方法。
God's way oftentimes is not just to remove the obstacles, but to lift us up to a higher ground.
所以当我们真被带到基督里的时候，你就发现有一个出人意外的平安，你想都没想到的，他来 guard， 来看守我们的心怀意念。
Therefore, when we are brought back in Christ, there will be a peace that's beyond our understanding, will guard our heart and mind.
就算问题没解决，就算礁石没挪去，我的生命改变了，我跟主的关系改变了，水涨高了。
Yes, our issues might not have been resolved and our obstacles are still there, but yet our relationship with the Lord has been changed and corrected, and we are lifted to a higher ground.
原来的 anxiety, 原来的 fear, 原来的软弱失败的 shame,统统被出人意外的平安取代了。
This peace that surpassing all understanding will replace our anxieties, fears, and shames.
因为水涨高了。
Because we are being lifted up.
同样的经文弄在今天是一样的原则。我们会碰到缺乏，会碰到贫穷，会碰到我们不足，很多的问题在我们的生活中。
The same application is here today that when we will encounter lacking.Insufficiency and needs.
但是保罗说，我随时随在，我得了秘诀，就是我无论在什么情况，我都可以知足，我在基督里找到了满足。
Then Paul says that in whatever state that he is in, he could be content because he has found satisfaction in Christ.
当我真得到主的时候，我真的说主，有你够了。
Because when we truly obtain the Lord, we can say, Lord, it is enough. You are enough for me.
当我们没有办法讲这句话的时候，那个不能够让我们讲这句话的原因，就是我们愁苦、失败、痛苦的原因。
If we cannot say this, it's probably because there is something that's causing us to be worried and anxiety.
所以我觉得保罗在这里真的是把一样非常宝贵的路都告诉我们。
Therefore, Paul is showing us a precious path,
我在说 precious way. 没有一样贵重的、有价值的，不管是艺术品，不管是操练、是习惯、是任何的美德，没有不需要花代价的。
Let me say it again. There's nothing that's precious, whether it's costly or like good habit or something precious that will not cost something.
你们听我弹吉他，跟那些真正学过、苦练过吉他的人弹的就是不一样。
Yeah, it does make a difference when I play the guitar or someone who has practiced many years to play guitar.
因为我从来没学过吉他。
Because I never learned it.
我只是觉得五根弦谁不会拨。
I just thought who it looks very easy. Who cannot play guitar?
对不对？钢琴那么多键，谁不会这样子拉一条线
？Who doesn't know how to play piano? Just press the keys.
但是你把一个谱放在上来的时候，我就猛擦擦，我就不行了。
But then, if you put a music sheet in front of me, then I don't know anything about it.
然后一个一个上来，你就知道谁是练过的了。
Then, when people play, then you know who has practiced, who has learned.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗这些的操练，这些的属灵的基本拳脚，这些最重要不可少的东西，都是他学会的。
So Paul has learned through practice these very fundamental lessons.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一起加油。
So all we all have to learn it.
都在基督的学校做门徒。
We are all students in the school of Christ.
有这么荣耀的应许。
Because it's such glorious promise.
有这么多美好的见证人在我们旁边。
And all these beautiful and wonderful testimonies around us.
有这么多属灵的同伴，我们一起学哈。
We have so many spiritual companions.
第二个，他讲到基督是我得力的秘诀。
Second, as Christ is the secret to our strength.
他不仅仅讲到基督是我的满足。
Not only that, Christ is our satisfaction.
他是基督是我得力的秘诀哈。
And Christ is also the secret how I can gain strength.
中文说我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
Because it says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
但英文我比较喜欢它的味道，他说 I can do all things.Through him, 或者 through Christ, 是要透过他，我可以做所有的事情。
Yes, through Christ, through him, I can do all things.
并不是他只是在外面加我一点力量而已。
It's not that he will give me some strength from the outward.
而是他在我的里面成为了我的生命和力量。
But he became our strength, our life from within.
就跟我现在要抬一个200磅的东西。
Like, for example, I want to lift up something that's 200 pounds.
我会非常辛苦哈。
It will take me, it will be very hard for me.
结果旁边的弟兄看到了跑过来give me a hand, 对不对？帮我抬起来。
So another brother will come and give me a hand, and together we lift this up.
或者我扶的一个东西已经扶不住了，他们弄手压在我的手上，给我力量。
Or maybe I was supporting something and I couldn't hold it anymore, and someone else will come and help me.
帮助我可以挡住那个水要从破口冲出来，帮我一起挡。
So maybe they will come together and help to stop the water from flowing.
跟真正是我里面的力量，我能够举起来1000磅都没有问题，那是不一样的。
But this is very different from if I have this strength from within that I can lift up 100
所以我们不是在这里要带聚会的说主啊你给我力量让我可以带
So it's not like whenever we have to lead Bible study, we pray, Lord, please give me strength so that I can lead.
保罗不做这样子的祷告的。
Paul never prayed that way.
保罗是在这里宣告主，你就是我的力量。
But instead, Paul claims that, Lord, you are my strength.
因为你在我的里面。
Because you live within me.
而这个力量。
And this strength.
是远超过执政的、掌权的、主治的、有名的、一切天上的、地上的都超过了。
And this...This strength surpasses all the names in heaven and all the principalities and powers.
这是以弗所书三章二十节说的，神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And that is what actually says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 that.God can accomplish far beyond what we can imagine or think, according to the strength that is at work within us.
那个东西不是在外面的，是在里面的。
So actually, it's not something outward, but inside.
而且不仅仅在里面，保罗说神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力。
So it's not just within us, but actually this power is actually at work right now.
我几十年前看那个《天路历程》哈，这个。
Many years ago, I read the book The Pilgrim's Progress.
那个本人约翰这本名著哈，这个。
It's a famous book by John Bunyan.
我们看的那个 version， 它常常有时候会有插图的。
So the version I read actually sometimes have pictures.
大概的故事讲到那个天路客有一天经过一个地方。
I remember one episode. This Christian one day passed through a place.
他看到那个墙上的那个油灯。撒旦在那边一直浇火，一直浇火，要让这个火扑灭。
是浇水还是浇火？
一个油灯在那边烧的。撒旦在浇水。对不起，我刚刚讲什么？
浇火。
啊，对不起，我早上四点多就起来了，再也没睡着。
Okay, yeah, Pastor, you didn't have enough sleep last night. Okay. So,
加水。
So this Christian saw an oil lamp on the wall, and Satan kept on pouring.Water on the lamp, try to put it out.
水加上去了，火好像小了，但是又起来，又起来。
So whenever whenever Satan pours water, it seems like it was about to be put out, and then the flame will.
撒旦就一直想浇，但是火一直没灭。
So this, and then Satan just continued pouring water, but then the flame was never put out.
他很好奇，回到墙后面才看到主耶稣在那里一直加油。
So this Christian was very curious. So he got behind the wall and he saw that Jesus was keeping adding oil to the lamp.
我怎么样子让我的见证能够持续呢？
How can I make my testimony last?
我怎么样让我的人生充满光明呢？
How can I make my life full of light?
我怎么样子能够活出神在我身上给我的托付和期望呢？
How can I fulfill the commission that the Lord has committed me?
我怎么样能够胜过仇敌一直在我身上做的破坏的工作，要来摧毁的工作呢？
How can I ever overcome and ever be victorious against the destruction work of the enemy?
凭着我们自己早就灭了。
By ourselves, we would be perished long ago.
但是保罗说 ，I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
But yet Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
基督在我里面成为我的力量。
Christ has become my strength within me.
所以在基督教里面有一句很有名的话 ，No power, no service. 如果没有能力，就没有真正的侍奉。
There's a famous saying in Christianity, no power, no service.
那你会说，哎呀，余弟兄，我没 power， 所以我要辞掉服事了。
Then you might say, oh, brother, you, I think I have power, therefore I resign.
那你就正好上了仇敌的诡计了。
Then you just fall into the trap of the enemy.
神让我们看见 no power， 不是叫我们就 no service。
When God led us to see that we have no power, He did not mean that we will quit our service.
叫我们去得能力去。
But He's actually telling us to gain strength.
去支取能力，学会用能力。
To draw power and learn how to use it.
所以保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能够做。
So Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
从前没办法走的路，现在可以走了。
The path that I could not walk on before, now I can.
从前不能够忍受的人，我现在可以忍受了。
People who I could not bear with, now I can.
我从前不能够担负的责任，我现在可以了。
The responsibilities I was not I could not bear, now I can.
我从前胜不过的试探，我现在可以了。
The temptations I could never overcome, now I can.
所有从前不能的，如今在基督里，靠着那加给我力量的，我都能做。
The things that I was not able before, now through Christ who strengthened me, I can.
所以我一直很喜欢用这两句话做对比，希望弟兄姊妹我们把它背起来。
And I hope that we can all memorize this.
一个是约翰福音十五章五节，主耶稣说 ：“Apart from me, you can do nothing。离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
One verse is John 15:5. Apart from me, I can, you cannot do anything.
就是只要离开主 ，nothing we can do.
Apart from the Lord,
我们就没办法做什么。
Apart from the Lord, we cannot do anything.
啊，腓立比书四章十三节在这里就正好弄另外一面来说，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
Yeah, Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 is such a good contrast that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I can do all things. 所以不要说 no power 就 no service, 那只是神显明我们要教我们。
So whenever God exposes and shows us that we have no power, does not mean that we have to quit our service.
但是积极上是要让我们回到主的面前，让我们可以 do all things through Christ.
But instead, God is trying to teach us a positive lesson that we can return back to Christ, then we can do all things.
我还是要 pause 一下。
I need to pause a little.
我们稍微想一下，现在在你人生中最大的困难到底是什么？
Let us think about the biggest hardship that we're going through right now in our life.
不管在人际关系、在侍奉上、在个人的挣扎上、在属灵上、在任何方面。
Whether it's your service, your job, your relationships, your personal struggle, whatever that is.
我何等不希望这么宝贵的一句话，就是从左耳进，从右耳出。
Because I hope that this precious promise would just not pass through us just like that.
或者我们只有在这里听一听出来的这句话就还给神了。
Or we're just listening about it right here, and as soon as we leave this place, we give it back to God.
弟兄姊妹，这一类的话都是会影响我们一生的话。
Because such promises can actually change our life and affect the rest of our life.
可以翻转我们整个人，翻转我们所有生活侍奉的。
It can turn around our life and our service.
那你能不能想一想，你现在人生中最大的难处？到底是什么？
So can we actually pause and think about it? What is the greatest hardship we are encountering right now in our life?
能不能用简单的信心就把这句话拿来用在我现在的处境上？
So can we apply this promise with a pure and simple faith to our circumstances?
是神的话出问题呢，还是我的信心出了问题？
Is it because this promise has issues, or is it because of our faith?
要有那个不甘心哈。
So let us not be willingly succumb to it.
既然他说 I can do all things, 所有的事情都可以做，借着耶稣基督，借着那加给我力量的。弟兄姊妹，我们要不甘心，我有胜不过的事，我有走不下去的路。
So if the scripture is promising that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, let us not willingly accept that there are things that we cannot just do.
最后我们讲到基督是我们的富足。
LastlyChrist is our riches.
在主里面我们可以得到一切的供应。
Because in Christ, we can receive all of the provisions we need.
我想这段的经文虽然不是那么好像前面讲的这么斩钉截铁，而且这么高的应许和真理。
So the passage we're about to read, even though it's not very clearly defined or very high in the truth.
但是圣经常常就在这些看起来不太重要的记载中，却表达出他们的所事和他们真正的见证。
But yet, the scripture oftentimes just through these recordings, explain to us this real testimony.
我们看见了一个侍奉主的仆人，他的榜样是什么？看见了一个这么合神心意的腓立比教会是一个怎样的教会
？Because we get to see.A servant after God's own heart, Paul, and also a church at Philippi that so pleased God.
保罗在这里为了腓立比教会的爱心特别感恩。
Because Paul is giving thanks for the love of Philippian saints.
但他不会因为他们这么爱他，这么愿意供应他，就向他表达他自己的贫穷。
But then, yet Paul would not, show them his lackings and his needs because they love him so much.
他能够对他们在这里第十八节，他说我样样都有，并且有余。
Yeah, so in verse 18, he says, "Indeed, I have all and abound."
我们中间今天会跟别人做这样子见证的，举手好不好？
Is there anyone among us who will give such a testimony? Please raise your hand.
Google 的弟兄姊妹在哪里 ？Apple 的在哪里？那我听说很多人才毕业没多久就已经拿薪水10万以上的哈，你会讲我都已经什么样样有余，样样都有，并且有余，而且已经充足了，有没有这样子的人
？So is there anyone who can claim that I have
abound? 新房已经举手了
哈，
等下你们有需要去找他啊。
I have no needs. Okay, Sister Shirley.
哎，你要知道保罗讲这句话的时候，他其实自己身上没什么钱。
Actually, when Paul says.I have all and abound. He did not have much money.
因为他不久到了哥林多，他需要去支帐篷为生。
Because after this, he went to Corinth, and he actually had to make tents to make a living.
他为了供应自己的生活，为了供应同人弟兄子跟他同工的需要，他自己需要天天在那里支帐篷。明明有这么重要的福音要去传。
After he went to Corinth, he had to make tents to support himself and his co-workers.
他巴不得能够专心的祈祷传道，但是教会不供应他，他自己亲手做工。
Even though how he wished that he can focus on preaching the gospel, yet because the church did not support him, therefore he had to make tents himself.
哥林多教会不仅仅不供应他，还说他来敛财，说他来欺骗他们。
The church of at Corinth, the Corinthian church, not only that did not support him, but even say that he came to gain for his personal gain.
我在这里要讲的就是保罗并不是真的那么富有的人，但是他在基督里富有。
What I'm saying is that Paul was not really a rich man, but yet he was rich in Christ.
他的富有不在外面。
So his rich is not outward.
他的富有也在于他对神的信心和信任。
But his riches is based on his faith in God.
他的富有真的是在基督里他拥有了一切的祝福。
Because in Christ he has all the blessings.
所以保罗在这里讲的不是他外面的富有。
So Paul was not talking about his outward riches.
他有了主我还需要什么？
He says, well, I have the Lord, what else do I need?
有了主我还怕什么？
I have the Lord, what else do I fear?
耶稣自己说天上的飞鸟不种不收，野地的百合今天还在明天丢到火里，神都照顾他们。
Because even Jesus himself says that God takes care of the lilies in the valley and the birds in the air.
我们看见一个服侍主的仆人，他整个的心就在神儿女们的身上。
Here we can see a servant of God, his whole heart was on the children of God.
但是他为了腓立比教会对他的爱心，他非常的感谢，为他们感谢神。
But yet, for the love that the Philippian saints show him, he was so thankful.
他说：“我所求的不是叫你们多奉献给我，他有什么馈送
？”So he actually said that what I was seeking was not the gift.
你们在爱心真正给我的其实是很好的，因为这是你们结的果子，可以归给神。
Yes, you have given me a gift. That's really good. But I count that as your fruit.
所以一面在保罗的心中对神儿女们对他的这些教会他无所求。
So actually, so Paul did not ask for anything from any of the churches.
一面在基督里他又巴不得神的儿女们懂得给，多多的给，学习结果子。
But yet, on the other hand, how he wished that in Christ, the children of God would learn to give and to give more and then the fruit will abound.
所以我真的很希望我们教会是一个 给的教会。
Therefore, how I wish that our church can be a giving church.
所以保罗在这里说，你们跟我同受患难，原是美事。这个中文翻译的没有那么好。
So actually, so Paul says, you have done well that you share in my distress.
听到了没有？ You have done well 在 share my distress 或是 my trouble.
Yes, you have done well in sharing my distress.
就是在你们分担我这些困难的事情上，你们做得太好了。
Yes, you have done well in sharing and participating in my distress.
不是说你们受患难原是美事哈，不要这样误会他。
So he was not saying that it's good that you suffered distress. No, but he
是你们跟我一起来 share 这件事情 ，share 的太好了。You have done 是指他们已经做的。
But yet.Paul was saying that you have done well. What you have done was good that you share in my distress.
所以保罗劝他们要多结果子，做馨香的器，归给神，被神所悦纳。
So Paul exhort them to bear fruit and more abound.
这是腓立比教会的特点。
It will be acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God, and this is a characteristic of Philippian church.
他们是一个重视祷告的教会。
They are a church that care about prayers.
他们是同心兴旺福音的教会。
And they participate in the gospel.
他们是在这里有很明显圣灵工作的教会。
And that is a church with a vivid work of the Holy Spirit.
他们非常注重主的话的教会。
They really care about the words of the Lord.
那最后这个教会是一个充满爱心、学习给的教会。
And lastly, this is a church full of love, and then they learn how to give.
主耶稣说：“你们给，就有给你们的。”
The Lord Jesus promised that give, and it will be given to you.
所以我年轻的时候读到李托森弟兄讲财务上，他说一般的教会都是量入为出，世界上的原则，量入为出。
So when I was young, I read about how Brother Watchman Nee taught about finances. He says, in this world, people only spend what according to their budget.
这个是中国人的美德哈，那美国人都先花光了再说。
Well, that is the virtue of Chinese. Unlike Americans, Americans will spend more than they make.
对不起，我又得罪人了哈，不是都是所有美国人，因为我在我公司同事，他们常常跟我抱怨说，薪水才来这个全部就杠了哈，一下就付完 credit card bill.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend. But then, when I was working, a lot of my coworkers, my colleagues would complain that soon as they get a paycheck, they will spend it all.
就是他们的薪水都是在付 bill， 我们中国人不一样哈。
Because they spend their paycheck paying bills and credit card bills, unlike Chinese.
我们是量入为出，然后省钱一点。
We learn to spend according to what we make, or even trying to make a saving.
但是李弟兄说，教会在神的国度里面应该是量出为入。
But
对不起啊。
Okay. But then,
根据我们的需要，对。
But the Watchman Nee says, in the kingdom of God, it's not so. We should spend according to the need.
我们的心要大，要看见世界的需要，看见神国的需要，然后我们向神要供应。
And then our heart should be enlarged. We should have a big heart to see the needs of God's church and God's kingdom. And we ask God for the needs.
所以John Wesley说要拼命赚钱，拼命省钱，拼命奉献。
Therefore, John Wesley says we should work hard to make money, to save money, and to spend, to offer it.
他的一生就是这个样子。
And that is how he spent his life.
还鼓励弟兄姊妹这个样子。
And encourage his brothers and sisters the same.
我们赚的钱为了神的国度，你不知道能够做多少的事情。
The money we make for God's kingdom, you don't know how much you can do.
所以保罗相信说，不仅仅他们的奉献是一个馨香的祭物归给神，神要大大的祝福他们。
So Paul says not only that their offerings are like a sweet smelling aroma, but God will greatly bless them.
所以十九节到二十节，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切需用的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Verse 19 and 20, and my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
主耶稣把他的 ATM card 交给了我们。
God, Jesus has given us his ATM card.
交给那些他可以放心交给的人。
To those whom he can trust.
如果所有的钱我们都这样守着死死的，主不会把这个交给我们。
If we always just hold on to our money, then God will not give us his ATM card.
不过只是让我们更自私就是了。
Because the more money he will give to us will just make us more selfish.
因为他说给就有给你的。
Because he promised that give and it will be given to you.
这个给是我们在给的都有限。
Because this give is talking about us. When we give, we give.There's a limitation.
给就有给你的，这个就有给你的那个不是别人，是主。
So when he says give, that's when we give, and then God will give to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件蒙福的事，奉献永远是蒙福的事情。
So offering is always something of a blessing.
我常常跟教会的财务同工讲，我说在教会讲奉献，千万不要觉得是一件丢脸的事情。
So I often encourage coworkers in the finance, in the treasury department, let us not be ashamed to talk about offering at church.
我说，如果我们把奉献讲成是向神儿女们要钱，这是我们的羞耻。
It is to our shame if we think that when we talk about offering, we're actually asking and begging for money.
我们应该把奉献讲成是那么荣耀、那么蒙福的事情。我这样子一个败坏的人，居然能够借着奉献讨神喜悦。
Actually, offering is such a glorious thing because a corrupt person like us that we can even offer to this holy God.
这个被世界的王用的这么脏的钱，我们可以经过奉献让它洁净，在神国里面有用。
This filthy money being corrupted by the king of the world can be transformed for God's kingdom through our offering.
我必须结束了，好，这个太多未尽的话，对不起。
I have to end here. I still have so much to say.
好多人在背腓立比书，继续背哈。
A lot of people are memorizing the book of Philippians.
然后走到哪里，让这些话出来祝福我们。
And then wherever we go, let's speak words to encourage and bless.
第一章讲到基督是我们的生命。
First chapter, Christ is our life.
活出基督是我们的使命。
And it's our commission, a mission to live out Christ.
所以保罗说，无论或生或死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因为我活着就是基督。
So Paul says, whether by life or by death, that Christ will be magnified in my body, because for me to live is Christ.
第二章讲到基督是我们的榜样，我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Second chapter, Christ is our example. Let the mind of Christ be our mind.
效法基督的降卑、舍己和绝对的顺服。
To learn from Christ's submission, humility, and absolute surrender.
第三章讲到基督是我们的至宝，而且是我们独一的标杆。
And chapter three, Christ is our utmost treasure and our only goal.
保罗为了基督愿意丢弃一切，为了要得到基督。
Paul was willing to abandon all.In order to gain Christ,
保罗说：“我只有一件事情。”
Paul says, "I only have one thing."
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆。
Forget about the past, press on toward the future.
为了要得到基督。
In order to gain Christ.
第四章讲到基督是我们的满足，基督是我们得力的秘诀。
Chapter 4, Christ is our satisfaction and the secret to our strength.
你是腓立比书宝不宝贵啊
？Isn't the book of Philippians so precious?
真的是基督是一切又在一切之内。
Yes, Christ is indeed all and in all.
求主宽恕我的这个拙口笨舌跟精力有限，讲不出他的丰富来。
May the Lord forgive my limitation that I could not explain and then just speak out this abundance.
但这是太宝贵的书。
This is such a precious book.
我们唱409首好吗
？Let's sing the song 409.
Oh, 这条诗歌我们都很熟哈。
We're all very familiar with this song.
啊，我希望配合这个主题，配合我们读的腓立比书，我们真的从心里面把这首诗歌唱在主的面前。
Let's sing this song, from the depth of our heart.
好不好？我们每一个人直接唱给耶稣听啊。
Let all sing to the Lord Jesus.
你看这里，他特别用第二人称说到我的心爱主，你是我意象。
Look at the song that says.Be thou my vision, O Lord.
唯你是我一切，他皆虚幻。
Because you are my all.
到了第三节，他说：“主，你唯独你居我心首位，都是第二人称。”
So he's actually talking to the Lord as we sing.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing together.
来。我的心爱主，你是我一生，为你是我一切，他皆虚幻。白昼的黑夜，我最天是想，心中。
Amen.
我们还是有一些祷告，为整个腓立比书有一个打结啊。弟兄姊妹有感动的，可以很简短的为我们祷告。
主师啊，我们谢谢你。虽然我们读这卷书可以结束，但是你的工作却仍然在我们的中间。
阿门。
但是你这位荣耀的神，你这位诸天之君尊，早已为我们奏开。
阿门。
是的，有许多的基业等待我们去承受。
是的。
有许多的路程等待着我们与你一同走过。
阿门。
主，我们何等的巴不得基督是一切，又在一切之中。
阿门。
就是那么真实的来抓住我们。让我们在每一个的环境里面，在每一个的遭遇的里面，在每一件的事情的里面，我们真实的来经历你的喜乐和平安。
阿们。
我们与众圣徒一同往前。主啊，我们的心谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的。
阿们。
老师的腓立比书就像一扇门一样，让我们看见你是何等的丰富。主，但是我们在门口徘徊已久。主，我们真的不冷不热已久，我们被你的认识模糊不清已经很久。主，巴不得今天当我们学习完腓立比书的时候，让我们有能力能够跨入这扇门，让基督是一切又在一切之内，成为我们生命的实际。谢谢你，奉主耶稣。
阿门，阿门。
耶稣啊，如果今天我们还能够说我们会什么？
Amen。
是我们天生就有的，是基督在这里教导我们怎么样靠着能加给我们力量的。有一天我们也可以像保罗一样说，我凡事都能做。
Amen。
虽然从你就想要浇灭我们的火，但是主啊，你好像也让我们看见你在那个墙的后面一直来为我们加油。
Amen。
主啊，这个能力不是出于我们，乃是出于那个在我们里面的宝贝，乃是出于那位爱我们的神。今天在岁末的时候，我们要向你献上感谢，
阿们
要赞美你的救恩。基督真是我们的一切，
阿们
祷告奉耶稣基督的名，
阿们。主，我们谢谢你把保罗摆在我们的面前。
Lord, we thank you for placing Paul before us.
我们也谢谢你把腓立比教会的榜样摆在我们面前。
And、we also thank you for this example of the church at Philippi.
我们更要感谢你，是你肯降卑住在我们的心中。
Lord, we thank you even more that you're willing to humble yourself to abide in us.
让你成为我们一切的一切。
So that you can become all in all for us.
你不仅仅是我们的生命。
You're not only our life.
你是我们的道路。
You are our way.
你是我们的至宝。
You are our utmost treasure.
你是我们的标杆。
You are our goal.
你是我们的喜乐和平安。
You are our joy and peace.
你是我们最深的满足。
You are our deepest satisfaction.
你是我们得力的秘诀。
And you are the secret to our strength.
你也更是我们荣耀的使命。
You are also our glorious mission.
就是让我们不仅仅在这里经历你，也能够来活出你来。
Not only that we will experience you, we want to live out you.
主啊，我们在这里试着这卷书会结束，它的信息永远不结束。
Yes, we might finish reading the book, but then the message will continue on.
是的，我们的信息会结束。主啊，他的祝福，他要给我们的影响永远不结束。
Yes, the sermon may end, but its blessing and its influence will continue on.
帮助我们开我们的眼睛，真看见基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Lord, please help us and open our eyes so that we can truly see Christ is all and in all.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.